Sure, and I fully agree. I fully understand that and agree with it. But here's what happened, as you well know, and it is no misunderstanding that I am very frustrated with it because it increases, for a whole host of reasons, is all our BOE decisions got wiped out, and we're relooking at over dozens again this year of what we had last year and even the prior year, and those are just the ones that we know about. So why it was looked at, yes, is there another acre there? Evident, you know, we go with what you say. But as far as what the BOE has done in the past, a BOE decision stood for, I'm not saying indefinitely, but it stood for a long amount of time. And I don't know how long it should stand for, but it definitely ought to stand for at least a cycle, 2 or 4 years. And
the last time this record was touched was January 24th, 2020. By the assessor's office.
Okay. So January 2020.
So I wasn't there then.
Okay. Does anybody else have a motion on this? Let's move on.
I don't have a motion. I mean, my preference would be just call them and tell them there's another acre that we discovered and see what they say.
Well, what are they going to say?
Well, they're going to, they probably just want an explanation, and if they got the explanation, they may not disagree with the value. I don't know. I mean, that's my vote with SDC anyway. I mean, if nothing had changed at all, I'm absolutely with you.
Yeah, I'm worried. I was calling them. Well, I figured he could maybe tell us. Do we want to say?
If you want to make a motion, I think it's a second step to make the call. So I don't care. Just whatever. Just my opinion.
Angie says that. Before you get them, they have another property on number 302, also BOE.
302, okay. Yeah. Look at those.
Should be the same. And is that land?
302, it's on page 3, third one down.
Or it our page 3, the first one there. Okay. We have different.
Okay. Well, it's BOE 302.
BOE 302. What would you like to share about that one?
That one was a BOE value that came off for 2020.
And what was the prior value?
811.30.
And what? Why the change?
The BOE 2020 value was removed.
811.30.
Mm-hmm. And nothing new has changed about that problem. In other words, there's no additional acreage or anything like that. Okay. I'll move to put it back to the BOE.
We have a motion. We have a second to move BOE number 302 to the 2020 evaluation set by BOE of 811,030. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor state aye. Aye. Motion stands. You know, we have a fair amount from this gentleman, from Ray Browning. We ought to give him a phone call. He's the majority of our docket.
Is there another one?
Yeah, there's, everyone says Ray Browning beside it.
I know we're talking about Branson Hills property. There's another one.
Shops at Branson Hills.
Did you say there was
Shops
BOE
at Branson Hills. Shops at Branson Hills.
300 says it's a BOE. 2020. Mm-hmm.
But that's not inland diversified. Oh, no, that's Ray Browning. Oh, no, same
those are the Ray Browning person.
So what was the valuation that we had?
On number 300, it was 1,710,000. $750.
Not much of a difference.
And again, these are just, this isn't a reevaluation.
No, that was just the DOE was removed. Okay. The DOE 2020.
Okay, so on BOE 300, make a motion to put it back to 2020, 1,710,750. Is that what he's asking for, by the way, or is he asking for less?
And his last one here, the 301, that's land only. There was no increase at all. And there, it wasn't on BOE, it's just what it was, still the same.
And what's he asking for it to be?
$510,741.
That's what it is?
Yes.
Okay. So, no, okay.
Maybe, so we can we can confirm or deny it, and it makes no difference.
Yeah, I get, well, I mean, it may be one of those ones where he... just sent it out. He appealed it early just in case. Or...
Ray, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Tane County Board of Equalization. Did I catch okay time?
You did, Jeff. Thank you. You bet.
Hey, we're looking, you're here with the board and the assessor's office, and we've been looking at, the majority of your properties that you have appealed here. I think, we saw you last year at BOE.
I think you did.
And, any rate, a few of these we saw that, you know, basically what was for last year, and we set it at, we did basically what we did at our BOE decision, but I'll go through them here with you. I have BOE number 296 is our first one, and that's obviously the part of the parking lot out at the shops at Branson Hills, and we had you as an evaluation of $2,480,000 as of 2020, and that was our BOE decision, and then they bumped it up to $2,213,719.
That's actually said 2,000,004, or is it no 2,004,000?
Sorry. Anyway, what happened there? Evidently, talking to one of the field appraisers is that there was an additional acre. We had, when we made that decision, we had you at 13.1 acres, and they have you at 14.45 acres. So that was the reason for that increase. Do you have anything, any thoughts on that?
No, I mean, if you guys remeasured it and you confirmed that 14.45 acres is correct, I certainly don't have anything to offer otherwise.
Okay.
So you're okay with that value?
Yes.
Okay. So you withdraw that one?
Yeah, it's part of the economic unit. It's the land that goes with
sure.
The center itself, though, so it's part of the economic unit.
Yep. So the next one, BOE number 298, which is another the bigger part of the parking area, right? It's my understanding, at least.
No, it's the improvements.
Oh, it's the improvements. Okay, forgive me. Thank you, Kenny. The valuation that the assessor has for you this year is $7,333,376. Our BOE decision had moved that to last year we were six.
6,638,910.
6,638,910. And we actually just voted on that to move it back to the 2020 value.
Is that acceptable?
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Okay. That's acceptable.
Okay. We're looking at BOE number 300. And the value that the assessor currently has with you is 1,745,854. The BOE had it on for last year at 1,710,750, and you're requesting a reduction to less than that.
Way less.
Way less. Do you have that in front of you? 640,000?
Yeah, I believe this is the Wendy's, right?
I don't know. What is it?
Parcel ending in 50.007?
Yes.
007.
Correct.
Okay, yes, I'm on the same page now.
Okay, so what is your basis for that that reduction?
Okay, so we have provided some information, some operating statements, and evaluation modeling. My hope is that that's maybe there in front of you.
It is.
It page 153, you see that?
Yes.
Okay, so on this parcel is a Wendy's. It's 2,980 square feet. The rent that Wendy's is paying is $21.05, which is evidenced by the other rent roll that's included therein.
Okay, see it?
Using 2105 in rent, which is pretty reasonable and anticipated for a building like this, the value basically on a net, with only 35 cents per square foot per owner expense, comes in at $640,000 or $214 a square foot. The current value of $585 a square foot, I can tell you just based on my experience and looking at a lot of restaurants, is really on the high side. $214 is more in line with what you would anticipate in the market.
They've just, I assume, done a cost approach, right?
We just did the cost approach. I didn't have any financials for him. I would ask him on his financials that he's talking about. Now, do you include your property tax or any interest or depreciation in your numbers?
Yeah, the answer to that is no. Those have all been extracted. When we're using 35 cents a square foot or $1,000 for ownership expense, that's making the assumption that the owner really isn't going to have any expense. They're going to basically, on a net, collect $21.05, you know, in rent. But they're not going to have, they're going to be very minimal expenses out of pocket. And insurance policy that's going to cover the building, everything else the tenant's going to do, they're going to have to maintain the building. They're going to have to pay all of their expenses.
Has the assessor's office had any opportunity to look at the numbers that
he's provided? No.
Has anything changed in that square foot rent rate from 2020 to 2021?
I don't believe so, but let me verify that. No.
Okay.
It is the same. The next step is to $23.57 a square foot, and that won't take place until 2023.
The 9% cap rate, is that the standard for Wendy's type properties?
Is that a question for me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we have a realty rates investment survey that's attached to the very last pages of our presentation that supports the 9% cap. This is part of the economic unit of a shopping center. Realty rates would indicate that just a freestanding restaurant, a fast food restaurant, has more risk if it isn't attached to a shopping center and would have a higher cap rate in about the 11% range. But since it's part of an economic unit of a shopping center, we've gone with what would be normal for a shopping center at 9%, according to relative rates.